everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
Sean, you've described yourself on your website as an image maker rather than a photographer. What's the difference?
You are a photographer in essence, but it's you're kind of swayed by the notion of the technology and what photography isn't really about, because photography isn't necessarily about the tools in which you use to make the images. For me, photography is more about the way in which you perceive an image, and an image doesn't necessarily even have to fall in something in a traditional photographic sense. It could be something that could be captured, for example, from a mobile phone. It could be an image that has influenced you. It could be an image that you haven't even taken. From my point of view, I think taking an image, anyone can do. Making an image is more about the premeditation of that and how you actually get to that point.
What then would you give as some tips about taking that photograph? Not just the whole thing about getting the right lighting and everything, but what to look for then in an image?
Basically, there's a guy called Paul Seawright who was commissioned to do a lot of photography in Afghanistan, and he went around as the official war photographer documenting, you know, what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And you'd expect a war photographer to go out on the front line and capture images that kind of convey what you'd expect war to be. But the thing that I found really interesting with the images he actually produced was the emptiness of the actual notion of war. He often photographed areas of the landscape that just felt somewhat detached from people and the place. And actually, what was interesting as a result of that is the imagery occurred outside of the frame of the image. So what you actually saw was a picture in isolation, but surprisingly, it was what you didn't see that actually said more about the picture. I quite often think about that when I'm taking a picture. Obviously, when you take an image, you just see one frame of a moment that could be of an accumulation of a million moments around you. Mm-hmm. So the narrative, for me, is often outside the frame. And if you can start getting people to think about that as opposed to the picture, I feel you've succeeded in what you're trying to convey. For me, it's not necessarily about capturing the split second of a particular thing. It's about thinking about, you know, the hour before and the hour after.
As a photographer, do you look at the world in a more detached idea than...
When you go to a country such as Morocco and you embark on Marrakesh, which is, you know, a melting pot of what Morocco is in essence, in the same kind of guise as everyone else, you kind of almost go with a tourist set of eyes. And I think you need to let that process occur naturally to allow you to get the next stage, and the next stage is when you start seeing things from a slightly detached point of view. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of more, although you're immersed in it, in a way which makes you start looking at things that might not necessarily be as obvious. And it's the unobvious, it's the less obvious that for me makes things much more interesting for an audience. And that's one thing I think I always think about as well. It's not just necessarily about looking at what I want to try and achieve. It's looking at what I feel other people might want to be engaged with. You know, if it means that I need to start engaging with people and talking to people and, you know, getting to know a little bit more about certain places to get those images, I'll pursue that consciously. And I think that drive is what really gets you to allow you to produce images that are, you know, I don't want to say better because it's not necessarily the right word, but it allows you to be an image maker and take it to a deeper level than you would if you were just there just to take beautiful pictures.
We're here at your studio and I can see a lot of cameras, a lot of equipment around. I know that you work on digital and traditional film. Do you approach making photographs differently with those different mediums?
Very much so. I'll be honest, it's been a bit of a strange journey for me into photography. I came from an art and design background in terms of my education, and photography came quite late with me. I realised whilst I was doing the industrial product design degree at Northumbria that I spent more time photographing the prototypes I was designing as opposed to actually designing prototypes. So right. It started to become, you know, maybe something that I realized later. But that's not a bad thing. In fact, if anything, I think the skills that I obtained whilst on that journey have put me in a better position now. because of that kind of late entry into photography, I kind of got interested in it at the dawn of the new era of digital. And I went right through the digital process. And then I realized there was this whole new world of, well, I say a new world to me. It's an old world historically of film and chemicals and, you know, all these things that I'd never had any access to. So I actually went back to university to embark on a part-time degree in photography, but looking at the traditional techniques, and really enjoyed it and found it absolutely fantastic. And it actually also slowed the whole process down,
right?
Which was really important. If I was to go out and do a shoot digitally, I would shoot maybe 2,500-3,000 images in a day easily, without even thinking about it. But with film, you couldn't afford to do that, firstly, in terms of cost and time. So you start thinking much more strategically about what it is you're trying to achieve with those isolated images. So you shoot in medium format with maybe, you know, 4 or 5 rolls of film.
So how many photographs does that equate to?
12 per film, maybe.
Right. So you're looking at about 1/10 of the number of shots that you would take between film and digital.
Yeah, something like that. The thing that really differentiates a really good photographer, in my point of view, to that of a kind of a one that isn't necessarily always quite getting it right, is the process of editing. And I'm not talking about editing in terms of compositing images in Photoshop. I'm talking about editing in terms of looking at an image, spending some time on analysing it and making the decision there and then as to whether you feel that that's actually that moment that mm-hmm. you want to convey. You know, you make that consciously whilst holding the camera when you're actually about to take a picture. And going back to the moments I was referring to before, you know, it's all a series of moments, and, you know, a moment after a moment could tell a very different story. So you have to kind of make sure that the narrative you're trying to convey within those moments are kind of conveying the notion of what it is you're trying to get across. And then post-production work, looking at Photoshop and Lightroom, which is something I use an awful lot. The edits that I do in terms of manipulation are very, very minimal. I don't necessarily want to then have to, you know, reanalyze what I've shot afterwards, because the moment's been and gone.
What's a good favorite subject for you?
The strange thing is the thing that comes natural to me is documentary photography. If I'm in a context of being put in a different environment, for example, like Morocco, I always seem to find my feet very, very quickly, and I really enjoy that. But I'm really interested in fashion photography, and because of the amount of creative scope and it gives you, I'm in a conflict with myself, to be quite honest, in terms of where I feel the next stage is going to take me. I think whatever happens, it'll find its natural course. And a lot of that might well come as a result of the, you know, the contacts and people I meet on the journey that I'm on. In an ideal world, I'd like to try and combine the two. You know, have the luxury of travel, maybe do some fashion photography and combine that with that. And opportunities have arisen recently where, you know, I've got more scope to be able to get commercial work out of that kind of notion of photography. So we'll see where it goes in that respect.
Where can we find out about you if we want to have a look at your samples of your work? You have a website?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's www.seanelliottphotography.co.uk.
Sean, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
A Garrito presentation.